Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Casto.
And I'm Randall Casto.
And you're listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? And Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Today, we're going to take a little bit of a ride back in our lives.
Memory lane?
Memory lane a little bit. Tell me about, let's get right into it. Tell me about your childhood Christmases.
Okay. Well, we had three.
Okay.
We would have three Christmas. Obviously, we would have the Christmas with my brothers and my mom and dad, and we'd get up at the crack of dawn, get mom and dad woke up, you know, and we'd all proceed down the stairs and get around the Christmas tree. My father would read the Christmas story out of Luke, and we would pray, and I think we would even talk about the meaning of Christmas every year, and then we would proceed to open gifts.
Awesome.
And then we would then also go to my grandmother on my father's side. Now, he had a lot of sisters and one brother, so there were lots of cousins there. And we would all meet at grandma's house. And because there were so many, we did a drawing for names. And we did that on Thanksgiving. We would do that drawing on Thanksgiving. And so then we would just get the one present that was drawn from someone, and we'd have a fun time. Grandma would have a big dinner. Then, we have to go to my mom's.
Well, of course. Right? Of course.
Now, she had one brother. So, and they just had, three children. And we had, I had two brothers. And so we would go to my grandmother's. Now, my grandmother, we lived in Canton, Ohio, and it was almost a 1.5 to 2 hour drive to Mount Gilead, where my dad's grew up and where my grandmother was there. Now, my grandmother on my mother's side, she was in Martinsville, Virginia. My grandmother and grandfather, mama and papa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big grandma. So,
right. Big grandma. So we would go to Martinsville, Virginia. That was probably about an 8 hour drive. And my cousins would be there. From my mom's brother, and then everybody got presents. And my grandmother, you used to eat.
Oh,
her
my
food.
Goodness, I loved to eat her food. Yes,
yeah. My grandfather had a garden and had the squash, the corn, the beans, everything. And my grandmother laid it out.
I just loved your big grandma. Your big grandma. We called her big grandma. Yeah. She was a little grandma.
Yeah, she became big grandmother when she became a great grandmother. Right.
Right. Right.
Uh-huh. And so. So that was basically it, the three Christmases that we would celebrate.
And I was thinking back this morning about all the Christmas memories
Go ahead. My mom and dad at the time, they ended up getting into retirement and nursing business and assisted living. But at that time, they were teachers. And they were teachers in the same school system that we attended. So they got the same Christmas break. So they were off for the two and a half weeks that we were off. So that made it possible for traveling,
Yeah, that's really cool.
It was very convenient because in the summers, unless my dad got an extra job, they were off when we were off.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I remember my growing up time, and I was trying to think about the size, but my grandparents, my grandma and pawpaw, that would be my mom's mom and dad. We would go there Christmas Day. So I was thinking there were 15 grandkids, I think, and then five siblings amongst my mom. So that's 10, 15, 25, and my grandmother and my grandma and pawpaw. So there would be 27 people in a double wide trailer.
Oh, wow.
And it was awesome. It was awesome. And it was just a lot of people.
You're packed in.
We were packed in, but we loved every minute of it. It was a great time that we had. And thinking back on my own, so we would go there Christmas Day. Christmas Eve was our celebration. And it came that way because when my dad became a pastor, when I was five, we would have a candlelight service at the church. So my mom would say, Santa comes early at our house. While we're at candlelight service, then Santa comes to our house and we would open gifts that evening.
So that's why we all get together with your family on Christmas Eve.
That has not changed in all these years, almost 50 years of doing it that way. That's how we've always done it. It's we love it. It's a great tradition that we have. But I was thinking back on one of my favorite memories. I was thinking back on this. It's been almost 50 years since this memory that I'm about to share with you. We were at my grandmother and Pawpaw's house. So grandma and Pawpaw in the double wide trailer. Loved all those moments with all the cousins. But this one particular year, and I could have only been four. I had to have been four. It was before my dad went into the ministry, but I remember it so vividly. We all had our names in a bucket or whatever it was, and there were all the Christmas gifts under the tree, and they were calling each grandkid's name. And they kept calling, and of course, I'm four, so every second is like eternity when you're four and you're waiting for that gift.
Right. Oh, sure.
You just can't wait for that gift.
Presents.
Yes, presents. And I remember, you know, my Pawpaw probably, I can't remember all of these memories well, but someone was calling out, it might have been my mom actually, calling out the names of all the kids and passing out all the gifts. And we got to about five and I'm like, wait, my name hasn't been drawn yet. My name hasn't been drawn yet. And I'm seeing these gifts and I'm realizing that there's not enough gifts for the number of kids.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh no. You know, I'm just like, what's going on here? You know, and I'm getting so nervous inside and there's this anxiety inside because I'm four and there's this gift, you know, I'm supposed to get this gift. And they kept calling out names and calling out names and they got to the final gift.
And it wasn't you.
And there were still two grandkids. Yeah. My name was not called. And you talk about ready. I mean, I had the crocodile tears ready to flow and I was so upset and so hurt. I thought, boy, I've been passed over. And all of a sudden I see my Pawpaw coming out of the back room with this little bundle and a little blanket.
Oh, wow.
And he said, we've got one more gift. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, what in the world could be in that blanket? And my Pawpaw came over to me and he handed me a beautiful puppy.
Oh, wow.
And I went from feeling left out to favored, sad to happy, brokenhearted. I mean, I was so brokenhearted. But then this little puppy, it made me so happy. And I thought I was the most favorite grandchild.
There you go.
I thought I was the most favorite grandchild. And it's amazing. You know what one gift can do, you know?
Oh, right.
And I got to thinking about that as I got older. It is amazing what one gift can do. And right. I started thinking about that precious gift of baby Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Well,
one gift can do.
One gift can be a ransom for many, right?
Yeah. And it's amazing, you know, as I recall all of this and how good I felt and how favored I felt. But then I think about this gift that we have in Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is so amazing what one gift can do. And, you know, I started thinking about that and how what that gift means to us, what baby Jesus means to us.
Right.
You know, and there's so many different things that the gift of Jesus means to us. And so I just wanted to kind of talk about that today.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. And I was thinking about all the different things about, you know, we're getting ready to have our first grandbaby.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's going to happen in April. Beautiful baby boy, Brantley.
Yes.
Is his name. They've already got him named. And I just, the excitement and the joy that that will bring.
You'll be a grandma.
I'm going to be a grandma, Nona.
I thought it was Granny Lore.
That's Maria's Granny Lore thing, but it's Nona and your Pappy.
That's right.
And Jesus, going back to this gift of Jesus, he took on the sins of the world. And now we can have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And as huge as that is, there's so much more wrapped up in this one gift. And so I was thinking of hope. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. With Jesus,
right,
there's hope. And I thought of Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope on the Lord will renew their strength. They will they will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. And then there's, of course, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
So great, great verse.
Yeah, with Jesus, there's hope. And then I also thought of peace with Jesus.
Right, Prince of Peace, right?
There's peace, yes. John 16:33, and there's so many different scriptures I could have gone to for so many of these things, but I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have troubles, you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
I love that verse.
Yeah, in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. So not only is there hope and peace, but you know, especially this time of year, there's comfort. There's comfort. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And so many things are unwrapped, and that's just a few of them.
Right. Well, yeah. And one thing that, if we go back to, you were talking about your father and being and doing it the night before, what I've noticed is that he would always lead. It was just like my dad when we were growing up, they'd read the Christmas story out of Luke.
Yes.
And then your father always read the Christmas story
always,
out of Luke.
Always, always.
Now that he's passed, that's gone on to Tyler.
Yes.
And we read the Christmas story out of Luke. So therefore, what we do as a family, since we just read it the night before on our Christmas, the next day, we read some of the passages, you know, where the angel prophesied to Joseph in Matthew, and then some of the prophecies in Isaiah that talked about Jesus coming. And but I remember, it's so nice in church. I remember when I was little, we recited as, you know, children, I don't know how old I was, but I recited the Luke story to the church. Maria then also, when she was, how old was she?
Mansfield Christian, second grade.
Yeah. And she recited Luke 2 for the church.
Yes.
And yesterday we had children reciting Luke 2 to the church. It's such a great story.
It's awesome. Love it.
And
love
so,
it, love, love.
I'm not going to read the whole thing of Luke 2, but I'm just going to bring, because the most amazing part to me is the shepherds.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about that this morning.
Yes.
So I'm going to read, I'll start with verse 7 and read down to where the shepherds, and they go away praising. I'm just going to read it because I love it so much. And it's talking about Mary, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you, born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. It's great.
It never gets old, does it?
No, it never gets old. And we were talking this morning, if you are a shepherd out there, it's just kind of freak you out. When, I mean, all of a sudden, and the angel says, fear not, it's one, and then it's a whole multitude of them, and the glory of the Lord, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's believable because it's in the Bible, but it's just...
Yeah,
it's just,
and you think about the glory of the Lord, and what that entails.
Right.
It was just spectacular and beautiful and amazing, so that you couldn't help but to believe.
Right. And you have to wonder, we were talking about this morning when I was talking about this, those shepherds, they were told this is the Messiah. They all knew it was promised to them, a Savior, Christ the Lord. And then 30 years later, Jesus begins his ministry, and you wonder, 30 years later, some of these shepherds, I saw him when he was a baby, right?
Right. But you also think about that waiting period, and that's a whole different story right there.
Waiting on the Lord?
Yeah, waiting. And, you know, and I was thinking about this, you know, we were thinking about all the things that Jesus is. He's not only our gift to eternal life, and he's not only our hope, he's not only our peace, he's not only our comfort, he's our joy.
Oh, yes.
And may the God of all hope, and there's that word hope again, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And then another scripture there, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then in John 16:24, until now you have asked nothing in my name, ask, and you will receive that your joy will be made full. And there's so many things. This is like a key when we ask Jesus into our heart, and this is our such a wonderful, perfect gift from God, wisdom. I mean, and I can't even name them all. There's just too many to name, but James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives all liberally,
right,
without reproach. So there's wisdom, there's provision. God will provide all your needs. And yes, they're not just your needs according to what you feel you need, but according to his riches and glory.
Yes, he is our shepherd.
Through right. Christ Jesus. And then there's healing. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. And compassion and grace and mercy in Lamentations 3:21-24. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. There's that word hope again. And it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions never fail. In fact, they're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope. I will hope in him. And his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Everything that we need is found in Jesus.
Yes, it is.
That perfectly wrapped gift.
That's why I like Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm amazed at how that one gift, you know, when I was little, can change my perspective into thinking I'm the most beloved, I'm the most favored grandkid. And that gift of Jesus, how it can change everything in our life. And, you know, just because we accept Jesus into our heart doesn't mean we're not going to have problems, but he's the answer to
yes,
all
is.
Of it.
Yes,
he's
he is.
Our hope. He's our provision. He's our healing. He's our compassion. And I'm so grateful for all of that this Christmas time and this Christmas season.
Yes, lots to be thankful for.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, this podcast is actually based off of two of my devotionals found in devotetoday.com. And if you ever just want to look at a devotional or see our podcast, you can go to devotetoday.com. You can also go to wedgewoodseniorliving.com. That is our Wedgewood website. You can also go to any of the places where you find podcasts.
Ah, iTunes, Spotify, right? iHeart?
Yes, all of those. You can find our podcast. And we enjoy doing this. We enjoy podcasting together. And, you know, these podcasts, we talk about the Lord. We talk about, I actually interview different people who may be in ministry or they're fundraising or they have a new business. I even interview people from our Wedgewood staff. I even talk about Alzheimer's disease because
right,
of
a lot
Wedgewood.
Of them, yeah, because of our, you know, business specific.
Yeah. So some of our are very business specific, and yet some of them are just wonderful times that you and I have together talking about the Lord. So go on into our library at either wedgewoodseniorliving.com or Devote Today and find all of those podcasts. Also, I wanted to mention about speaking engagements. I do speaking engagements for Wedgwood specifically. I do those at schools, at clubs, at organizations, church groups. I will talk about any different myriad of thing regarding Wedgwood, regarding senior living, regarding all of those different topics that I told you about, Alzheimer's, all of those things. So I invite you to always contact me in regards to that. But the other thing too is I also love talking to groups about the Lord.
Yes.
I think that
what's better.
Yeah. And that is a ministry in my life that I feel like the Lord wants me to pursue even further. And we just had an Inspire Christian Women's Conference at Wedgwood in October, and I talked about beauty in the broken. And that's another thing you can find on the Devote Today website. It's a very small...
it's a great story.
Yeah, it's a devotional that you can find on there. But I actually use several interwoven in when I speak to people about beauty and the broken. So always feel free to call me and talk and invite me to speak at your event. I would love to do that. And I just want to also just wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we are blessed.
Yes, we are.
You and I couldn't be more blessed.
I wish everyone a Merry Christmas as well. It's a wonderful time, wonderful blessings. You feel on top of the world.
Yes. And, you know, it's been a busy time, but I couldn't complain about it in any way. I feel so blessed with an amazing staff here at Wedgwood. I feel blessed with family. I feel blessed as I look into 2025. Maria is going to be graduating.
Yes.
And she's going to be going off to Trevecca Nazarene College in Tennessee.
Right.
And in April...
That'll be an adjustment.
Yes. It will be a big adjustment. But in April, we're going to be... grandparents for the very first time, Nona and Pappy,
right,
like we talked about, and that's mid-April with Brantley. And then we're also celebrating 20 years of marriage.
Big year.
Yeah, so 2025 is a big year, and we look forward with grateful anticipation, and we live in a gratitude of thanksgiving to our Father God, who has blessed us over abundantly more than we could ever ask or think. And I pray that same blessing upon all of you.
Yes.
And so you've been listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com. How will you devote today? Or Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community.